Section 16 of the Selected Talks and Meditations of Rudolf Steiner, entitled Staying Connected. Overview. Günther Wagner, the founder of the Pelikan products firm in Hanover, was an early theosophist, a member of the German Theosophical Society in Berlin from 1895, and one of the founders of the German Theosophical Section. Among the first of Rudolf Steiner's esoteric students, he was followed in this by his wife Anna, who died shortly after joining the esoteric section on December 27, 1905. On her death, Steiner wrote to him, quote, "It is easy to interpret everything that is linked to our destiny as a karmic debt, but that is no wise always the case. True though it is that karma is a real and all-embracing law, it is equally true that karmic blows can insert themselves into the chain of our relationships simply as a primal cause. Blows of fate that strike us are not always the result of past events. Often they are new entries in our book of life that will only find their recompense in the future." Unquote. In the following letter, written by Rudolf Steiner in 1905 to Paula Streisig, a dear friend of Anna Wagner, with whom she had a daughterly relationship, we find one of the first instances of Steiner's addressing in detail the question of our relationship to those who have died. Steiner is here advising her about how to help Günther Wagner through his grief. It stands as a first introduction to working with the meditations. Advice on Meditation. When loved ones pass over into the other worlds, it is vitally important that we send them our thoughts and feelings, without allowing the thought to arise that we wish to have them back. The latter makes existence in the sphere into which they must pass more difficult for the departed. We should send the love that we give them, and not the pain that we feel, into the worlds where they are. Do not misunderstand me. We should not become hardened or indifferent. Yet it ought to be possible for us to view the dead with the thought, quote, "May my love go with you. You are surrounded by it." Unquote. To my knowledge, a feeling such as this is like a winged garment that carries loved ones upward, whereas the feelings of many people when they mourn, which we may express as, quote, "Ah, if only you were still with us," unquote, become an obstacle to them. The above is a general indication of how we should compose our feelings when a loved one has left us. In your particular case, may I now give you the following advice. I will write down for you thoughts that I have not yet quite formulated in very good German. They are based on an ancient occult tradition for such a situation. Compose yourself inwardly 3 times a day, one of which should be immediately before you go to sleep at night. In this way, you will take these thoughts over with you into the spiritual world. It would be best, therefore, if you were to fall asleep with the thought, "May my love be the sheaths that now surround you, cooling all warmth, warming all coldness, interwoven with sacrifice. Live, born by love, light endowed, upward." It is important that you have the right feeling toward the words warmth and coldness. Physical warmth and coldness are not what is meant, but something like warmth of feeling and coldness of feeling, though it is not at all easy for a person clothed in a physical body to have any idea of what these qualities mean to a disembodied soul. Such souls have to become aware that the astral body which they still have around them is effective, though it cannot make use of the physical organs. Much of what human beings strive for here on earth is given by our physical organs, which are no longer there. This lack of the physical organs is similar, but only similar, to a feeling of burning thirst transferred onto the soul. These are the strong feelings of burning thirst experienced after a person has left the body. And it is just the same with what the will desires to do. The will is accustomed to using the physical organs, but it no longer has them. This privation approximates to a feeling of coldness in the soul. It is precisely with regard to these feelings that the living can help the so-called dead, for these feelings do not merely result from a person's individual life, but are connected to the mysteries of incarnation. It is therefore possible to aid someone who has died. Now, there is something else I would ask of you. Let a few thoughts about our Herr Wagner precede the above sentences. They should contain something of the following content. Quote, "Until now, you, Anna, were surrounded by faithful love. This still surrounds you, unchanged. May it hold you fast in the power of the Spirit, as it has previously illuminated you in the visible present." Unquote. This is all that I wanted to write to you today. I am at present burdened with so much work on the physical plane that for the moment I cannot say anything more of special importance, apart from the above general statements. The physical overshadows spiritual experience. Of course, you may feel free to communicate what I have written to anyone you yourself feel it is right to tell. I would wish that the hearts of many people are turned toward this dear person. End of section 16.